Good evening, everybody. And we resume. And tonight we're in Perek Revi, and the header, so to speak, the title is Bo Yavur Sha'adam Yeshli Mizuha Mitz Peres Bolamazah. There's certain mitzvahs which we actually mention every morning when we say Birchas Torah, the blessings of the Torah. Certain mitzvahs where you actually get the fruit in this world, and yet the Keren Kayemes is Lo'olam Haba. And the principle remains for the world to come. We don't want to be paid back for our mitzvahs in this world. In this world, if you're paid back, it's finite, it's limited. In the eternal world, it's for eternity, and it's forever, and it's obviously unlimited in the potential, so to speak. So the worst thing is that a person lives a comfy life in this world with no tests or difficulties and gets all of their world to come, so to speak, in this world. So there are mitzvahs, but big B-U-T, the more we have, so to speak, in many areas of this life, the more we're able to do. For example, health. If a person's sick, they are less mobile, they can't do as much, they don't have as much strength. So first of all, we should do what's proper for health. Number two is we should daven for health. Same thing with wealth, not necessarily wealthy. But if you can't pay your bills, you're a nervous wreck, and you don't have the ability to give tzedakah to put your kids in Jewish schools, do a lot of things, to buy your lulav and esrog. So there are certain things that we need. So it's actually a blessing to have a certain levels of comfort and certainly bracha in this world as well. So there's certain mitzvahs like chesed, which we'll see what will give us a better this world, a more geschmack this world. A sweet of this world. The Gamaskoso Menes Lalanatsa called Sara. They should be protected from Tsaras. Okay. Bo Ur A. Come and see. Hold on 1 second. Yeah. Bo Ur A. Goido Mias Chesed. How great Chesed is. Shu echar mehadvarim. It's one of the things. Sha'adam ochel parasei melamazel. You get your fruits in this world. In other words, you get benefit in this world, and yet you have your full reward. Rakaron kayamas olam haba, as it says in the first parak of Peah, and we say every morning, right in the beginning of davening before shacharis. Gam amru chazal. When the Talmud says in the Talmud Yerushalmi, the Jerusalem Talmud, hachesed oimedesol la'adam ad soiv kodos. Chesed, acts of kindness, are a merit for a person through all the generations, till the end of time. Shneamar, as the verse says, the pasuk state, the chesed Hashem me'olam vad olam ayirev. Those who have fear of Hashem and do really chesed, real acts of chesed for the sake of chesed, that is an eternal reward from all generations. Avat staka, in this world, staka is only for three doors. It says it's a kaso. If you give tzedakah, it's a merit in this world, we're not talking the eternal world, for you, your children, and your grandchildren, your bnei banim. Uma shekara ligmilas chasadim b'shem chesed Hashem. This is what we call acts of kindness. Chesed Hashem. Chesed of Hashem. Of God. De'al yedei pulaseinu zu. When we do chesed, when we help a person, when you call a person, when you visit the sick, you bury the dead, when you rejoice at someone's simcha, when you walk. I tell you, this week I had a few kiddushes, and had one on one end of town, not the real end of town, it was in my neighborhood, not in the other neighborhood, that would have been really the end of town. But it was, you know, a good 25-30 minute walk. I had to go one area, and then like completely the opposite. So you're circumspect. Should I go to the other kiddush? Should I not go to the other kiddush? Communally, I deal with some of these people besides personally, but I went. And when you go to the kiddush very often, you make someone happy. First of all, you honor them, you make them happy. So it's an act of chesed. And, you know, I will say that I thought of this work when I went, because you push yourself harder. You do more when you realize how critical, how crucial, how special the opportunities we are to do chesed. You know, we're not learning B'Menachem Avelim right now, but I'll never forget this. I think I mentioned this vignette, but it stays in my mind. I have to pay a shiva call. Actually, probably some of you know him. Bill Auerbach, who lives in Chicago, he used to live in Denver, and he comes occasionally to business in Apple. He just lost his mother. And I actually first met him. He was not as observant. He lost his father, passed away maybe 15 years ago. And then he had a coaching, executive coach with Apple. And he started davening Amachad. And I actually saw him progress religiously while he was there. So I'm going to pay Menachem Aval for him tomorrow. But I remember once that I was walking with somebody who I knew, somewhat related to me in New York when I was younger. I needed a place for Shabbos. I stayed at this person's house. And he was all upset at someone across the street. Like when he walked by, I'm not talking to the person. So I said, why not? He said, because he didn't visit me when I was not Menachem Aval when I was in Aval. So it bothered him. Now, so there's two levels. One is you're honoring a person. And sometimes, that's a nice thing, you actually, if you don't go, you're hurting a person. You're hurting a person. So somebody's sick, and you don't call them, you don't visit them, they're hurt. Somebody needs help, certainly, right? Somebody can help them. There's many levels here. And when you do that, it's more in the mila. It's not just that you, in this world, you create goodwill and kindness and goodness, but you affect the spiritual world. You cause Hashem to do chesed to us. The way we act, Hashem, so to speak, reflects back to us. When a person is in difficulty, when they're judged, and they can have chas v'sham tzaras. The Talmud says, Rosh Hashanah, very famous Gemara, Daf Yad Zayin. Tana Rabbanan, the sages told us in a braisa, Kishinitnes Rabbi Lazar ben Parta. When Rabbi Lezer and Parta Bechanim and Tradin were captured by the Romans for teaching Torah, and there was a death penalty at the time. This was after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, and they're out to kill anyone teaching Torah. They're trying to ban Torah, the second Beis Hamikdash, the Romans. And they're both caught for teaching Torah, cardinal offense. Ms. Summers is on the call. So this, if you would teach Torah publicly in Stalin's Russia, he would kill you. Sometimes he'd kill you publicly, and very often he'd take you to Siberia, they mow you down, they let you freeze to death. So they're taken. So Ashrecha, and he says to him, Ashrecha shnitfasta, Rabbi Elazar ben Parta tells Rabbi Chanim, woe, praise are you. You were imprisoned for 5 cardinal offenses, and you're going to be freed. Oy li, woe is to me. I did 1 cardinal offense, so that I was caught for, and I won't be free. I'll die. Why? What merit that you'll somehow, some way get out? Sha'ata, you Rabbi Chanin ben Tarin asak de b'toira. Uvigimilas chasadim. You did Torah, you taught and studied Torah, and did acts of kindness. Va'anilo asak de b'toira, I just focused on Torah. Right, and like Rav Huna also. Just focus on Torah. You didn't have the merit to get out of this Roman death sentence, this Roman Siberia. Rav Huna, and like Rav Huna was a yeshiva of Sura, the greatest yeshiva of the time, the greatest student of Rav, one of the most quoted people in Talmud. He says Rav Huna says, "Call Isaac b'Torah b'Avad, a person who just learns Torah." And doesn't do chesed, doesn't do good deeds. It's like a person doesn't have God. Shnei Mars is in Divrei Yamim, in Chronicles. The Yam Ram Yisrael Lo Elokei Emes. There's many days just people didn't have a God of truth, so to speak. What does that mean? Hainu, that means, to explain that, Misha Isaac v'Torah B'Avad, a person just studies Torah, who doim k'mishu ein lo elokei hagma, though. I mean, of course you have God. You're learning Torah. You're from a Yid. You're an Orthodox, a very Orthodox Jew. You're very religious. Torah, you're davening, mistama. Mitzvahs, very, very from. Very learned. But you don't have a laika, lahagalea, as Rashi explains. Because you don't have God's protection. It's as if you don't have a God. Because you will not be protected in the day of need. You don't have the shmirah, the protection. Because you didn't do chesed to other people. You didn't do kindness to others. You don't have Hashem's kindness. Now you'll get rewarded for the Torah in the eternal world. You don't lose your Torah. That's where there will be, but in a time where you're judged negatively or something, you will not have the chesed. We talked about this last time. The judgment won't be with chesed. It's as if you don't have a God, you don't have the chesed of Hashem. V'ayin sham b'gemara, going back to the Gemara, says that Allah's been part of said to the intelligent, you had Torah chesed, I didn't have chesed. He said, of course he had chesed. He did have chesed. He was a gabbite stakah. He was a person who gave out the stock up, and yet, he didn't do enough. In other words, it's all expectation. If you're a billionaire, you can't give stock up like a person who makes $400,000 a year. That's not giving stock up. Oh, I gave $80,000 a year. If $80,000, you're a billionaire. You should be giving $80 million plus, really $100 million, right? Whatever you're making, time Israel, really chaimish. You can do chaimish, you're a billionaire. You're giving $80,000, you think you're a bald stock, you're not doing nearly as much. You're brilliant in Torah, you should be teaching it. You have, you know, great skills, you should be using it. Whatever it is. Elazarus Parta recognized at that moment he didn't have enough chesed, even though he's got like stock, which is a pretty serious job. You're judged on what you could do. You're judged on your abilities to give in chesed. You have a beautiful house, you can have guests. A person has a two-bedroom apartment, and that's all they can afford. Well, they're not going to be able to have guests. By the way, there are people who do it, and they finagle, but much harder, much more limited, more challenged. You can explain this in the Medrash and Rosh. Perek Dalet. Bo ure, come see. Koichet shalbal yitztakav gomel chesed. The power of those who give tzedakah, charity, become chesed, do acts of kindness. She'ein chayis lo betzal shachar. They don't get the shade, so to speak, are not protected by the shades of the morning, the shachar, the aretz, the land, the shemesh, the sun, the chayis. Now we get to the spiritual world, the spiritual angels on the lower level, the kruvim. The sharim, not the sharim, but eagles. Ella, who gives them shade, who gives them protection? Those who do staka, those who do chesed. Again, I just noted according to your ability. I mean, you live up to your potential. You do what you're supposed to do. Such a person, Hashem protects them. El betzel, they're shaded, they're protected. Betzel, misha amar, the Hashem. We said that there should be a world. Shnei Amar, as the pasuk says, the verse says, "Mayakar chazdecha Elokim uvnei Adon." How precious is the chesed of Hashem and bnei Adon for man? Betzel knafechesu. Those who do chesed, those who do tzedakah, charity, are protected by Hashem. Va'kavanahu, and that means to say, the yadua. Actually, touching what we discussed last week, kishebezin shomala danas adin. When we're judged, when Jewish people are judged, when we're judged, there are many, so to speak, angels of mercy in the judgment. I just told somebody yesterday, I mentioned in this class, this was one of the not yet observant people I learned with, that there's judgments, multiple judgments. Judge Yom Kippur, you're judged. When you die, you're at the end of time. All these judgments, at the end of time, the ultimate eternal judgment, when everything is figured out, the ultimate audit. There'll be many malachi rachamim, many angels of mercy, Reuben, which is, so to speak, the Sanhedrin amayla. Ha'ayim di miyaminam, those in the right of the divine throne. That's not obviously, it's figurative, not literal, are for merit. And they're called Nidivim, as it says in Shari Ora, which is a Kabbalistic work. Afilo Hachi Yesh Behem Gam Ken Din. And even with those mercy, there's angels of judgment, din, demerit. You're coming, he davened. Do you see how he davened? He davened. He learned Torah. He had his phone by him every few minutes. He looked at his email, his texts. He read Gemara. That guy, he builds chips. He, when he uses a chip, his head's all into it. When he reads Gemara, he reads it like speed. You know, like, that's those the machem adin. They attack the mitzvahs. Whoa, you, then they go to the Averis. That's totally different. Angry, kayis, kayilavarazara. The person gets angry like an idolater. Do you understand? He told people off, drove like a maniac, made people's day miserable, abuse, go through the list. Right? No, they're not going to have mercy. So it's pretty serious. We're talking about attorney over here. We're talking about, you know, we're judging Yom Kippur also. Mashi Enken, if Hashem is the judging, who levadodan, who rachamim rubim, you get a much more favorable judgment. If you're in Hashem's, so to speak, if you're Hashem, obviously everything's with Hashem, but if he personally, kaviyachal, is you have that hashkacha, that you take that valzemer, toiv lachas ois b'Hashem. The Pasuk says, it's good to be in Hashem's shade. Then to have faith in the divan. Now, usually the divan means those in this world. He's saying Kabbalistically, it means in the divan, like the Shari Ora says, the malachim. They way better to be under Hashem because the other malachim will punch your mitzvahs. They'll punch right through it. They say, you're learning, you did your work much more serious than that, you put your head much more into it, and you're checking your phone, you never check your email during the day, whatever it is. We don't want that. When Hashem judges, you want to get under Hashem's and be chesed Hashem when you're bal chesed. And you cause the root of chesed to be over you, up above in the spiritual and metaphysical worlds. Hashem is your judge, not the court system, so to speak, where Hashem sets up of malachim of angels. That's what the Medrash says. Bo ur'e, come and see. Koichen shel bal yitzdacha, the power of those who give charity. If you go make chesed, do chesed, good acts, good deeds, help others, care for others, encourage others, support others. Shemar mayakar, and that includes all organizational work, building yeshivas, building shoals, right? That's chesed. You create factories for chesed when you build a shoal, or a yeshiva, or a school. School, you're building an eternity of chesed, yeshivas. Right? Kolos are doing chesed for the world, for the Jewish people. How precious, when Yidden, when Jews cause your chesed, of avrezeh, and that merit, zaychem, they merit, shebetzal knafecha, yachasayin, they merit, they're in your shade, Hashem, they're judged by you, Hashem, and not others, and those others are even the angels of good. That's also the pasuk in Tehillim. In Psalm says the parak Zion. Milfanecha, we said this pasuk last, and David says, Milfanecha mishpate yetze, einecha techezena mesharim. In front of you, Hashem, I want you to judge me. Hanem milfanecha lavad. I don't want only you to judge. I don't want the Beis Din Shamayim. I want the heavenly court to be involved. Because that will be more scrutinized. That will be heavily audited. And you, Hashem, is Merachamim Rabum. You'll judge me only with Chesed. Uchamo Shekosav, in the different Yamim Chronicles, Re'isi Hashem Yoyeshev al Kiso. Okay? In this divine vision, as Hashem is, again, you can't believe Hashem is no physical about Hashem. It means that presence of Hashem, the judgment of Hashem is on His throne, the throne of judgment. The whole tzva shrine, all of the heavenly angels, which are created by man's deeds, which are influenced by that, are oimdim al yamino, on the right for merit, on the left for judgment. Hainu, my meaning is chus, the right for merit, is masul lechayva for judgment. What's the difference? Einecha techazena mesharam. Hainu, we say, Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'atzmo, Yad Barachamim, Al Dvarim HaYisharim, Hashem looks at both with mercy. The angels of mercy can only do mercy. They don't get involved in the merits. They're going to say, oh, you davened, you shokalulav, you sat in the sukkah, you kept Shabbos. And then the merits say, you kept Shabbos. You know, you did on Shabbos. You kept Shabbos. Oh, he made brachas. What kind of brachas do you make, right? You have a serious audit. And some is for your merit, and some is for your demerit. But Hashem, it's all rachamim. Everything is, oh, you kept Shabbat. Okay, you can do this. It's different how you do it. it looks for schos ulayesh siba shigamet. Maybe you didn't know better. Maybe you had a difficult day at work. You know, it's challenging. You live in today's generation. You know, this and that. Your friend. I mean, whatever. You can't. Who in the world can come out and knock you within? Totally meritorious and din and based shemayla. Umi'atan, that's what it says. Team Isaac, but Torah, if you study Torah, that's the biggest mitzvah. That's the most empowering mitzvah, obviously. And gemilas chasadim, but you do chesed that way. You're judged with chesed. 5 days in the Torah, you say chesed, you arouse the spiritual, the metaphysical, Hashem's chesed up above. Alkein, kishim is damel l'odinli, so in a person at a time of difficulty, of challenge, chesed shalom, God forbid that should happen to the person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bi'atzmo, Hashem is your judge. And it could be that there are times where judged where you need this for eternal reasons, for whatever reason, for atonement. But it's Hashem giving that judgment, not Malachim. Umanik osim chazdo, and you do chesed. And if it's only Hashem, so to speak, you can assume that the assumption is you'll be saved. Mashenk shasik b'teira lavad, if you only have teira, so okay, you're going to have a reward. But in this world for particularly, you may not be saved. You may not be spared. If a person has a tragedy, a difficulty, a sickness, a thing at work, there's a judgment up above. It could be they won't be protected, and they'll get patched over here, as opposed to the chesed taking the patch away. That's what it says, call Isaac Matura Bavad. If you only study Torah, Doima Kishmin Shein Lo Loika, it's like if you have no God. Hayahanu Shiyag and Hashem will protect you. Because Hashem set up a world where you'll get this chesed from Hashem. When you do a chesed, you won't have that chesed from Kleicha Sadir. Kimen Shehishach Esmitza Kadesh Hashem Akhagimel. You threw away the divine attributes. We say the Torah. We say in davening and the Torah, Mahu Rachum, just like Hashem is Rachum. Hashem is merciful. Af Atra, just like Hashem is Chesed. But you didn't do that. You didn't tap into that. So you won't be the beneficiary of that, right? That's why the whole Slichas. We're asking Hashem, judge us. Will you judge us with Chesed? With the Yigam Meis Rachemim. You don't do it in your own life. Actually, we learned Torah Med Devarah. We said specifically, if you remember correctly, that's how we started this whole learning session. I didn't start learning almost, I think, the first year. Come on. I was moved to Chicago, so this is our fifth year. We're in the beginning of someone into the fifth year of us learning. But what happened is I had COVID, and I was on Yom Kippur, and I was just thinking, we need really chesed. Like the year before had been a year of COVID and the vaccinations, and and there's other things flying around. I said, we need chesed. I was thinking, you know, so many people. And this is true. I said at the time, what happened will be COVID will leave and people will forget. And that's what happened, by the way. Most people live like COVID never happened. Some people became ill. Some people still think COVID's around. They're still wearing masks in their cars. They need mental health for some of those people. If you're driving a car by yourself, you need a mask. Mishugana. What are you worried about? But whatever. It's a free country, free world. But on a spiritual level, Hashem showed that nothing could change the entire world. It could shut the whole world down. It could endanger people. Could scare people. Could hurt people. You know, hurt their marriages, hurt their children. Like all kinds of stresses were around. Hashem, we need Hashem's chesed. If you remember correctly, I said, Torah Devarah explains how to live a life of kindness and judging kindness that will bring us merit. So this is like that. It's a little bit different, but certainly you need to live chesed. This is way more focused on the chesed than how we deal with sinners or people or things. That changes us, and we want to be under Hashem's judgment. It says in Daf Zayin also to call ha'etzik b'torah v'kimilas chesed. Anyone who studies Torah does chesed. Oivim Neiflim, they have enemies at work, in the field, wherever it is. The enemies will fall before them like Yosef HaTzadik, like Joseph. They will fall in front of you. And you'll get an intuitive sense, like bina, like Yisachar. Torah leads a person to bina, understanding. You learn Torah. Torah makes you smarter, sharper. Chesed, that's like Yisachar. And chesed will protect you, and your enemies will fall like Yosef. Yosef hayas. Yosef had tremendous amounts of kindness. Why? He fed the whole world. There's starvation, and he single-handedly saved the world of his world, and not just Egypt, but all the surrounding countries. Vigam, not only that, and he saved his family's house. He saved the Beis Yaakov. He saved the children of Yaakov. We're all here today, right? How many years later is this? Gonna stop at like 3,500 plus years because of Yosef's chesed, Beis Yaakov. He buried. He also buried his father. It's also chesed. You did it for me, chesed v'emes. Mikol zeh. From all this, you can understand how great chesed is to cling to it. V'natzel, and a person who clings to chesed will be saved from tzaras because they will be protected by Hashem. Now that's the fish of the perek. There is a long footnote over here. I guess we'll do part of it. Said, the new call lahav and bazek kamas akasim. Can you also say it says the pasuk says ulecha Hashem chesed, you Hashem is chesed, because you pay ki ata tashalom liish kamasel, you pay a person according to their deeds. Shirabim yismau, people, what do you mean chesed? Hashem pays you according to your deeds. In other words, really, I'll see the Chavetz Chaim says. I already explained it previously. Lenar echad, for example, let's say you have a young lad. Shehizkir atzmo etzu uman al karmi shanim al mizunav shashol uman al mabushav. That person, this lad, you know, is going to work for 5 years and he'll get clothes and a basic stipend and food from this artisan who is being an apprentice by. And this artisan, whatever he did, whatever skill set he had, is going to teach him that skill, that trade, and he'll be his apprentice. And he gives him 25 ruble kasaf for that. Achisna imanar, shebesha chamishis, shekvar yabake b'umnes. And he said, by the fifth year, I already know a lot more, that you should give me more. Every week you should give me 7, not for 25 ruble a year, but 7.5 ruble a week, significantly more. And when he got to that fifth year, it happens to be this artisan, this tradesman, whatever he had, this blacksmith, this silversmith, whatever it might have been, this person is passing by, had a lot of work. And he had a lot of work and he needed some extra help. And he hired people to help him. And he gave them significantly more. And this Nar sees that these people are getting paid significantly more than him every week. And he says to him, You're ripping me off. It's not fair. I'm working for you for a fraction of what they're getting. And the artisan, the tradesman, says, he complains. And the Baal HaBayis, this person who trained him, said, listen, you fool. Could you compare? I'm paying people who are artisans also for this. And first of all, I didn't train these people. And I don't give them food. I don't give them clothes. And they're not using my tools. I'm feeding you. I'm giving you clothes. You're using my tools. I trained you. and I'm still paying you something. So that's the Chavetz Chaim, really, when you think about it. You're going to go to Hashem, give me tefillin. I put on tefillin, I got to put on tefillin today. I should have an eternal mitzvah, I should get a reward. He said, who gave you the hand? Tefillin, you're putting tefillin on your yard. I gave you the hand. I gave you the head to think about, the brain to process putting on tefillin. And the money that you gave tzedakah with, who gave you the money? Right? So really, you should get nothing of reward. But Hashem says, no. I'm still going to give you a reward. Even though I gave you everything, even though I gave you the kayach, even though I gave you, I'm still going to reward you for eternally for the good deeds you do. That we say, ata, ki ata tashalom, right? Ki lecha Hashem hachesed, tu Hashem is a chesed, because you will pay back a person according to the deeds. And like an ata is like we say in a bracha, baruch ata, blessed are you. You. We focus on the you of Hashem. So we're not learning brachas right now, but it's important. It's an important word, ata, it's that connection. Lefiz and nechakol, the kavanas of kasa, Hashem is telling you, who are dying, shall shalom lo kamaisev. Right, when we say ata, at the end of the day, we need a lot of chesed for every mitzvah, for everything we do in this world. And Hashem gives it to us because we rely on ata, we go to Hashem. Mashi'enken, which is not the case, if we go to the Beis Shemayla, if it's Hashem, He'll really reward us for the mitzvahs. The tefillin to on your arm, which I gave you the arm and the ability to move your arm. You had the money to buy the tefillin, you had the head. You had, people have dementia. They can't put on tefillin. Alzheimer's, they need someone to put it on them. Gave you eyes to see where the tefillin are. Right? But that's all Hashem's chesed. If you're going to Hashem, it's ata. You'll get it. We all say in Asher every day, Enei chol elech yisabero. It's from tefillin. Ve'ata noisen laham es achlam ito. You Hashem, give the oichal bi'itoi, bi'ito. Ve'lo kamo, mach shekasa b'lash noichach, is also ve'ata. Ve'lo kamo pasu shtofav, it's not medaber, it doesn't say ve'ata, the pasuk before, on tzomechas, right? El ha'inu zekazal, there are three keys given over, spiritual keys, beginning of Tinus, that Hashem holds. And one is parnasa. One is sustenance. Right? You're going to be fed, you're going to have money and to eat, whatever it comes. That all comes from Hashem. If you come to Hashem, he says, as we say, you're relying on Hashem and not on anything else. It says, Nois lechem b'chol basu kilo oilem chasto. It comes from Hashem chesed. Right, and it's all chasto. Hanu sha'ata ba'atzcha mafarnas. You Hashem will give to everyone. It's chesed, and then we always say posech es yadecha u'mazbiya l'chochai. Hashem gives everything. Who gives everything? If it's a shliach, then you won't get everything you need. And that's also sach Hashem chol devarchav. It means if you are a tzadik and chesed, Hashem will give you everything. It's just elaborating on it. I just want to skip because I don't want to get too tied up on this. Hashem it basically even says every day, Hashem, a person takes, we say this in Moed Da'ani in the morning, it's really based on this. It's a biyad ka'av keruchi padiso si. Hashem, you give me life every morning. Everything comes from Hashem. You always want to be reliant on Hashem. We always want Hashem's rachamim. There's no better person to deal with than to dealing with Hashem for in this world and the eternal world. And the only way, even a very religious person, even a very learned person, the only way to get under the shade of Hashem is to act like Hashem. And how do you act like Hashem? A person that's chesed, stock of a chesed. Right? If we're not doing stakha b'chesed, we're the losers. We're the losers. When you see a guy come to you for $1, give it to him, you help him, but you're the bigger beneficiary. somebody asks you to help to schlep a table set for Kiddush and Shul, you're the beneficiary. You think you're being matriach yourself, you're giving yourself life, eternal life. Somebody's asking for something for the yeshiva, for the koilo, for the chadarim, for the yeshivas, for the day schools, to help out. And you have the ability, whether it's financially, whether it's physically, whether it's advice, if someone needs a good word, yeah, I schlep for a kiddush or for an avelis or for a wedding. Yeah, you think you're helping them, you're helping yourself. Of course you're helping them. You're mevaker chol, you're helping the person if it's sick. But no one thing, you gain more. And not just for this, the benefit of it. You gain more because you become a divine person. But you also are protected, you're under Hashem, because you're connected to Hashem. Honest, he doesn't say this yet, but we'll get to that. Because you're spiritually like Hashem. And when you're spiritually like Hashem, then Hashem could put a shechina on you. And then you judge with Chesed, you live with Chesed. Okay, we're going to pick up next week, actually some specifics, how we could connect to Chesed. Mitzvah Hashem, we should all merit in the week ahead many opportunities to do Chesed, and we should have Zeicha to have Hashem's Chesed in our life.